Interesting story in the latest issue of Newsweek. Vaccines will not stop the pandemic unless at least 50 million skeptical Americans change their minds. In the story, they remind us that we spent $1 billion plus, and look what we got, a vaccine that works, it looks like, and a couple of others privately funded that look like they'll work too. And yet, Fred Guttural writes, it would be hard to exaggerate the degree to which experts have been surprised and relieved by these preliminary results. Standing in the way, among other things, the anti-vax movement. They're turning us into transhuman hybrids, said somebody on Facebook. It hasn't helped that things like hydroxychloroquine and other ideas have been floated out there and they don't work. Now we have a vaccine that does, and the question is, will people trust it? Will they take it? Fred, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Is that the thrust of it? Is it the anti-vax movement, or is it a larger sort of distrust in vaccines and this particular one?
It's the latter. I mean, there is an anti-vax movement, which is kind of at the core of it, but a lot of it is just people have not been getting clear messaging about the vaccines. There hasn't been a lot of transparency in what the development of the vaccines has been. There hasn't been the main thing is there hasn't been a really concerted effort to get information out there about what the risks are and why it's important to take them. And, to get to change people's minds. And when there's an information vacuum, it gets filled up by all sorts of random things like conspiracy theories and just general, doubt. I mean, it's reasonable to have some misgivings about, a vaccine that's been rushed out quickly.
What's the number 50 million? Why is that significant? Why do you say 50 million skeptical Americans need to change their mind?
Well, that's about what it comes to. I mean, Dr. Fauci has said that to have a really effective vaccine rollout, we need at least 75% of the population to take it. If you look at the polling that says there are about roughly 40% of the people polled recently said that they wouldn't take it, at least not initially. When you crunch the numbers, it comes down to, to get to 75%, you need about 50 million of those people to change their mind.
Fred, my hope is that in time, I mean, if I'm skeptical today, it doesn't matter. I couldn't get it today if I wanted it. But by the time the vaccine gets to me, I will have enough information, it will be good, and I will be willing to take it. What do you think of that?
I think that is the best case scenario, and I would say it's a likely scenario. I think what worries me a little bit is that there are things that could go wrong. There could be some hiccup in manufacturing. So, the vaccines are promised at a certain time and people are expecting them soon, and maybe they're delayed by a few months. That could cause people to doubt. There could be some problem with one of the vaccines. I mean, one of the vaccines could have a side effect.
Yeah.
That could cause people to doubt all the vaccines. But I think I think a Biden administration is probably more likely to roll out an effective communications campaign. So I think it's going to be okay. And the vaccines themselves, if these numbers, our latest numbers are accurate, and they seem to be, but 90 or 95% protection is a lot of protection. So if you get a vaccine, even if other people don't cooperate, you will get a high degree of protection.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. And something else that I've heard, I don't like the fact that there's, say, three, who knows, maybe I'll have five different vaccines to choose from. Maybe I won't have a choice when it comes to somebody putting a shot in my arm, but I don't feel qualified to make that decision, and I don't want to make the wrong one. I want somebody to just say, here, take this, you're better. And I don't have to weigh in mentally on it,
Yeah, I know what you mean. And, like, you know, when I've gotten vaccines, I've never asked, well, which,
exactly.
which manufacturer made this one, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, here we are, we're all, like, hanging on Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson and all these names.
We're keeping score.
And I think that, like, having being confused about which brand to go with is part of what you want to avoid. You know, you want people to feel like they know what they're getting, that they don't have to, you know, second guess things, that it's all out there, it's all transparent, we all know what the risks are, you know, and it doesn't mean, you know, I mean, a good information campaign doesn't whitewash things, it doesn't say, there's no risk, there's always a risk. But there's also a risk of not getting a vaccine, and there's a risk of getting COVID, which is a pretty palpable risk.
Yeah, that business of communicating this is really going to be challenging then, isn't it? I mean, it shouldn't be that difficult. It's a pandemic. Everybody's getting sick and dying. So, hey, we got a pill here, and if you take it, there's a 95% chance you'll be okay. And if we all take it, we approach about 100%. So what do you say, everybody? And yet there's people on the sidelines. And
you're absolutely right. And, you know, if not even 100%, but if enough people, 85%, took it, then what you would have is this would be a virus that would be effectively, squelched. It would still exist. It would still be around. And some, you know, there'll probably be parts of the world where there are fewer vaccinations. But if not enough people get it, then it's just going to kind of keep hanging around, and it'll always be out there, and it'll always, you know, there'll be outbreaks, and it'll be a big pain in the neck.
Yeah, right.
Know?
Well, I would imagine then that the communication of the message should be, boy, I hate to say this, but bipartisan, right? Like, the Biden administration should hold hands with the outgoing administration, and I don't know who the other people are out there, but people who've been worrying about issues lately should hold hands and say, but we all agree you should take this shot. And I wonder if that's going to happen. I wonder if that would work.
Well, I think it's difficult because I think the environment has been politicized. I mean, the vaccine program has been politicized, and the whole, with President Trump touting
hydroxychloroquine.
Deoxychloroquine. Yeah. We're touting that drug, which turned out not to be effective. He was browbeating the FDA into making statements about the blood plasma that were exaggerated. Yeah, et cetera, et cetera. All this trying to get a vaccine out before the election. All this undermines public trust in medical institutions, and it's hard to go back on that. You know, we've had for months now, we've had a significant portion of the population believing things about this vaccine, about this virus and the vaccines that aren't true. Once it becomes a partisan thing, you know, you believe what your team wants you to believe, and you know there's a kind of a mentality, and
right.
and there just doesn't seem to be any reason for that.
What I would do if I were Joe Biden, where I would I'm standing there with Donald Trump, this is just an utter fantasy, right? And we both got masks on, and Biden turns to the outgoing president says, we want to thank you for Operation Warp Speed, which accelerated these vaccines. Now everybody go take it. And Trump gives a thumbs up and says, it's your Trump card. And then Joe Biden says, thank you, sir. And then they high five each other. They elbow each other. And then they walk up. That ain't going to happen.
No,
but
that's what a good transition is. Trump's Operation Warp Speed was a success, and it seems to be. We're not quite at the end of the story yet.
To have
two or three vaccines with possibly three with a 95% effectiveness rate is that you know that's way better than anybody.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, 2020 sucked. Guess what? You got 95% times three, gang. It's a fascinating story, Fred Guttural. It's Fred, your last name is Guttural.
You're one of the few people who actually gets that name right. Thank you.
Kudos to my producer. Newsweek.com. Vaccines won't stop the pandemic unless... Well written, and thanks for giving us some of your time, Fred. We'll visit again.
Oh, it's my pleasure.